Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my show. So today we are going to be talking about what is a common misconception about your line of work. And so Redditors among various job industries will answer about the most common misconceptions that their line of work has amongst the general populace. So let's get started. So the first one I'll be reading is that graphic designers are artists. I can't do shit without a computer. From user the Pizzo856. Well, I haven't read usernames in a long time. I guess for a long time I had like time pressure when creating stuff. Anyways, let's get on. Next up, I work for the city sewer department. When people hear that, they assume I'm constantly either touching or bathing in shit. And there's a response to him saying, as a custodian, I get the same response. I must deal with about 100 backed up and clogged toilets a day, right? Honestly, I feel like the more misconception I hear about custodians is that they didn't finish school or something of that sort. Well, that might be true for some. I'm pretty sure there are some people out there that actually chose it as their line of work, because maybe some people like just like to clean. I mean, not all jobs that have to do with simple tasks are just for people that have nothing else to do, but rather for people who actually want to do it. And it's true for every line of work. Like, not everyone who became a nurse didn't end up being a doctor. The thing is, maybe some people wanted to be a nurse, not a doctor. It's just true for everything, honestly, and I believe that no profession is above another, aside from maybe literally speaking with job titles and who's the boss of who, but in the essence of it all, there's no one above one another. Okay, the third one, that accounting is boring. It's also very stressful. This is from Half Court Throwaway. I'd actually also like to learn about the story behind that username. Anyways, there's a response to him saying, can confirm, parent was an accountant, month-end, quarterly, and year-end stress is real. Yeah, I can imagine. You know, I have a parent too that works like a corporate job, and gosh, it's annoying. Like, and this was government too, so it's like, the annoying part is that they're like shitty bosses and all that, and it's honestly getting on her nerves, so it's like, it's definitely not for the faint of heart. So I feel bad, honestly. Like, why do people even do that? I mean, like, why are people shitty bosses in the first place? So, yeah. Okay, so this next one is from a teacher. People think they understand how much teachers work because they were a student for 16 to 20 years. You don't. People think a teacher's job is just teaching the books. It's not. See first sentence. Being on a plane doesn't mean you understand being a pilot or flight attendant. Being a patient doesn't mean you understand being a doctor or nurse. I mean, being on a receiving end of a job could make you understand part of a job, but does not in any way help you in understanding the whole job, because they have a lot of theory to understand and all of those. So it's kind of like when you're training to be a teacher, you have to learn a lot of things. And I know this from experience, because I'm currently training to teach some literacy skills in a different village from where I am. So it's a lot of training before you even get started. You don't go immediately to the area and start teaching. Even if it's like basic elementary stuff, you don't. You have to learn certain things, certain principles, certain methods, and how you do it. So it's a bit silly when people think, oh yeah, I can teach, I can totally do that. But in reality, they can't. So yeah, it's an annoying gripe of mine as someone who kind of wants to be a teacher, so yeah, I'm a bit biased about that. But yeah, I don't even know what my career choice is, actually. So let's just continue on with the thread. You know, I just want to learn right now, because I actually don't know what career I'll end up in. Maybe I'll go full-time podcasting, who knows? I don't know either. Maybe producing? Nah, I don't know. I actually don't know what I want. Anyways, let's just move on. So this next one is from a truck driver. And no, we don't make that much. For some reason, people seem to believe we make a shitload of money. Weird, it's the opposite where I am. Like, people think truck drivers are, and in general, blue collars make very low amount of money, like minimum. Wait, they aren't minimum out there. I'm actually curious. Can some Americans or something fill me in my Twitter at the Redditor underscore TWT as to what truck drivers make? Because this is actually curious, because people actually believe that truck drivers make a lot, because the misconception, I know it's also a misconception here, but it's the opposite for some reason. So I'd like to actually be informed about this. This is actually a very interesting thing. And okay, well, I guess part of the answer is already within the comment that I'm annotating, so I'll just go ahead. So he says that I made just over $53,000 last year, according to my W-2. Also, we don't enjoy being in your way when we're trying to pass another slower truck, but slowing down costs us money. We're paid by the mile. So if we slow down to the speed the slower truck is going, we will be taking a pay cut. I get paid 50 cents per mile. My truck will do 70 miles per hour. If I stay behind a truck that can only do 68, I'll lose $1 an hour. Would you take $1 on our pay cut just to not inconvenience someone else for a few minutes? I don't think so. And the slower we have to go, the bigger cut we have to take. Which is why I feel like maybe that's what's happening here, because like most trucks here are pretty slow. So I don't know what's going on here. I guess I don't understand much about this particular area, but I'd actually love to understand. This is a very interesting observation I have now, that it's actually the exact opposite misconception here, but somehow there, people think they make a lot of money. I'm actually particularly curious about this one, so you guys can hit me up, you know, on Twitter once again to tell me what is actually going on, because this is something I'm actually genuinely curious about, because, you know, misconceptions can be varied in across different regions, and in my region it's the opposite as to the misconception that he's talking about. So I hope you guys fill me in on that. Anyways, let's move on to the next comment. This one is particularly funny, this next one. I'm a software dev and I currently have a client that is upset because I didn't manage to convert a product to their platform version in under a month. We're not wizards, okay? We're not wizards! I need more than a month to convert to a new language and platform. Man, his energy is so high. It's all caps. Why do people think software is easy? I don't think it is. Why do clients think that when they want some crazy-ass customization that we could pull it off in 15 minutes? Honestly, this is an entire mood in anything. In writing, in doing a lot of stuff. Really, anything in the arts. It's just people think we can do it all in under a few minutes when in fact we cannot. It's actually annoying, and I feel you, Mr. Software Dev. I feel you. We're not wizards, I promise you. Also, your job is actually pretty hard, and I hate those clients who are not considerate. Like, if I were to ever construct my own app or ask someone to construct my own app for some reason or another, I will let them take their time because I know programming is hard. I'm currently taking basic Python, and I can't understand jack shit, so, you know, be considerate of people, okay, Karen? Yeah, I'm just venting somehow, because, you know, people don't understand how hard certain things can be, and are just being plain inconsiderate of other people, and honestly, I'm not here for that. Even writing can be complex. Like, I have to think if it's consistent, if the plot's consistent, if the essay is consistent with what the topic should be. Like, there are some people that hired me for some essays in class, and I don't know, man, but they're complaining and stuff, and I'm like, no, man, you should listen. This is actually how it's supposed to be, blah, blah, blah. It's a tough work on its own, and honestly, I don't blame y'all if you kind of snap on them. Also, honestly, I feel you with the whole you're not wizards thing. It's just, why? Why are people thinking that way? Anyways, let's just move on to the next topic, because I'm seriously... Anyways, wow. That was a big vent, anyway. Okay, so this next one. That doctors take care about their health. Unfortunately, a lot of them, especially young ones, don't have super healthy lifestyle. And then there's a comment that says, well, let's look at what med school entails. They're probably about as healthy as an engineer major. Okay, yeah, it's true though. I mean, from what I know, I mean, not all people who want to be doctors are actually healthy themselves. Most are just there for some money. Okay, seriously, but seriously though, money is a big reason why a lot of people are in the medical field. And the next one is people who want to actually help, which is actually very good. But both reasons are valid, really. I mean, it's your preference, after all, I guess. So, anyways, let's move on. Okay, so this next comment is from an author, or a writer. So, A, we're at all at minimum Neil Gaiman, maximum J.K. Rowling, level known and rich. Or B, we're all starving and need to get a quote-unquote real job. Like, public, make up your mind, like... It's either you're rich or you don't have a job. Like, what? What's that logic? I mean, you can have a job and not be rich, people. Being rich is not everything. Please. Can people understand that? Okay? Capiche? Anyways, yeah. That's pretty much a big vent of mine. Anyways, like, people think, oh, you want to do this and this, but you won't get rich in that. Like, okay, I mean, I want to be rich. I mean, 90% of the population do, but doesn't mean it's gonna happen. Based on my skill set and my contacts and everything, I mean, I don't have that context or that skill set, so I don't expect to be rich unless some sort of miracle happens, you know? So it's something that kind of bothers me. And it actually brings back to the topic of, like, picking a job because you want all the money in it. I guess if you're good at it, then congratulations, you found yourself a money-making machine, but if you're bad at it, then don't force yourself in it. You can get happiness with something else, and you might even end up rich anyways. Like, if your book gets very popular, or if your artwork becomes very popular, or if your anything becomes very popular, music or books or anything. Actually, a thread above this or two kind of discusses this in a bit more detail, but it was a bit too complicated to bring up the whole thing in here. But they were talking about how music industry actually also works and like that. So yeah, I feel you with that sort of thing. Also, there's actually a reply about this with the, like, their favorite band and how records are not everything, yeah, the other. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. Okay, so this next one I'm about to read is actually surprising. I work in a diagnostic lab, and I think a lot of people still think scientists are doing all this intricate scientific work with their hands, when really we are at a point where almost anyone could do 90% of the job. It's mostly just putting samples onto an analyzer that automates the whole process. I'm actually surprised because I'm currently studying in a scientific type of field, although it's a pure field rather than an applied one, which is mathematics. So I'm actually surprised that the more applied fields actually don't really need a new theory. Although, I feel like the reason that the applied degrees are there is like they kind of are there to expand on the theory that they already have that uses the analyzers that are created by, like, software engineers and all of that. So, it actually does make sense that there are new graduates being created for this particular fields. So, I'm also pretty interested in this thing, and I might do some more research on this, so don't count on what I just said because I'm a bit dizzy anyways, so there's that. Anyways, let's just move on to the next topic. Also, speaking of scientific field and my degree, my major, not yet a degree, I don't know, I keep mixing the two words that actually aren't interchangeable, because actually, fun fact, for people out there who still don't know, my degree actually pertains to, you already graduated, my major means you're currently taking it, so yeah, that's a fun fact, and also I still keep mixing that up, even if I already know that. Also, anyways, I was actually thinking, well, I'm recording this in Audacity right now, and I'm looking at the sound wave of decibels with respect to time. I think it's decibels. I don't actually know what the vertical axis is, but I actually always sometimes wonder what the actual sine wave or cosine wave it is. So it's something I'm actually curious about, and I can't wait to be mathematically mature enough to find out the answer to that. So let's just move on. Okay, so this next one is saying, I work in telecommunications, and saying that, no, your email or phone call to Asia is not being transported via satellite. Almost all international data traffic is transported over subsea cables between countries. That's actually fascinating. Like, I know I say that phrase a lot, that's actually fascinating, but this is actually very fascinating in that the information I'm recording right now, for example, will be sent through a subsea cable from an internet provider to the servers of Anchor.fm and onto onto the servers of Spotify and so on and so forth. That's actually a very interesting thing to note, that this is a thing that happens at the back that we don't notice all the time. And I kind of hope that we are kind of aware of that, because now that I think about it, this is a very complicated process, and any effect on the ocean could actually affect our internet access. And to some people, the internet access is more important than the ocean, when in fact one can influence the other very much. So yeah, that's a very not so fun, not so boring fact right there. So let's just move on to the next topic. So this next one is from an engineer, and I can totally relate with it on a spiritual level. That engineers are good at mental math. Just because I can do calculus doesn't mean I can calculate your dinner bill in my head. I don't do math in public anymore, his friend said, with an MSEE, which I presume is a master's in electrical engineering. And honestly, I can relate. Because people actually assume, like, if you're in a math or math-related course, that, oh, can you calculate the blah, blah, blah divided by blah, blah, blah? Some sort of real-world what-am-a-loo thing. Maybe usually currency conversions. Those are always annoying because, like, guys, I can't transpose decimals in my head, okay? I can do calculus or a bit of calculus, sure, but I don't transpose decimals in my head. That's not my skill set, and that's not at all what math teaches you. Those things can be done with a calculator. What math teaches you is to think. Oh, wow, I'm going professor mode here. Anyways, so that's pretty much it. So, yeah, if you guys want to read more, just search stuff about mathematical logic. It's a very interesting topic, honestly. And also, like, computational thinking or mathematical way of thinking, those are topics that I'd like you guys to read because, you know, I want my readers to be awesome. Anyways, that's pretty much it for today. Thank you guys for listening in today, and have a good day. Also, don't forget to like my page on Facebook at The Redditor Podcast, and follow me on Twitter at TheRedditor_TWT for any new updates, and I'll see you guys next time. And also, don't forget, by the way, which I've actually forgotten, ironically, that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/TheRedditor. Please support what I'm doing, because I'm currently struggling to upgrade my equipments and all that. So I've just recently upgraded to a new mic, and I'd love it if I could upgrade more of my stuff. So I hope you guys would hit that be a patron button, okay? So thank you. Goodbye.